Now, our reporter Tim Robinson is going to be out and about all day today. At the moment, he's at Shaftesbury Town Hall, where things are heating up. I can hear that. Hi, Tim.
Morning, Jules. Yeah, you can hear it heating up here. We've got about, well, over 100 stewards all getting ready to go out and sort of help everybody enjoy the torch to the fullest today. These people are all volunteers, and it's a very vibrant scene in here. All sorts of different people, all sorts of backgrounds, all pulling on their bright yellow Dorset Torch Relay Ambassador T-shirts. Very impressive. Ladies just spinning around and modelling one for me now. That really is quite impressive. Do you know, Jules, this is the office with possibly the best view in all of Dorset. It sits right on top of Gold Hill, and I'm a couple of stories up, and I can see, I just about can't see the sea, but I can see from here all the way south to the Purbex. It's the most incredible view, and I'm pleased to report, Jules, the bluest sky you will ever see. And we were all Lovely. Thinking we were going to get absolutely rained off today, but fingers crossed, it's looking all right at the moment.
And that's why we have lots of listeners in Shaftesbury, because you could almost see the transmitter on the Isle of Wight from there, of course. Now, where are you off to today?
Well, where aren't I? Where am I not off to today? Would be an easier question to answer. We're going to... Oh, sorry, I'm being told to quiet. I'll go around the corner. Right, we're going from here to Blandford Forum. We'll do a quick report from there, and then it's back in the car. Race off to Dorchester. We'll be there for around about sort of 1 o'clock. Then it's over to Burton Bradstock, and then I'll be in Wyke Regis a little later on. And then I'm hoping to try and get to Weymouth when the torch arrives there too. But whether we'll make that one is another thing. Because, of course, as the torch moves along, they close all the roads behind it. So we've got to try and sort of overtake it while it's going to other places where Joe Palmer will be reporting, and then try and catch it up again when it gets to the next location.
Well, look, I hope it goes well, Tim. It's going to be quite a day, and we'll talk some more through the show this morning. For the moment, thank you very much indeed. Tim Robinson, live at Shaftesbury, and of course it arrives